PPI Radio Awards 2012, Category A3, Breakfast Programme. The Red Rooster with Seamus and Gemma. Cork's Red FM.
And that's your latest news at 4 minutes past six.
Lovely, thank you. Good morning, Cork. This is the Red Rooster. It's a Thursday morning. Seamus here. Going to check in with Gemma and Jason in just a couple of minutes as well. In fact, somebody has been daring enough to suggest that we replace Gemma on the Rooster. She fights back this morning. As well as that, you can win 480 quid inside the next 15 minutes on The Word. And Jessie J, Red FM, is bringing her to Live the Marquee. 3rd of July. Want to win more free tickets? Details next.
If you ever had a pet dog and his name wasn't Quackers, then I hate you. And I hope your ass falls off.
The Red Rooster.
With Seamus and Gemma.
Love them.
Weekday mornings from 6.
Yay! Red FM! Me not working hard.
Good morning, Cork. How are you doing? This is the Red Rooster Breakfast Show on Red FM, and that is the tune from the Aviva Health Insurance app, Laura Isabor, that is Shine. Now, maybe this morning we could pay for your health insurance. Well, some of it at least. 480 quid, you can win the cash this morning on The Word. It's all resting on the one remaining beeped out word. Here it is for you. Being rather silent, so it is. So testing 1-2-2-2-2-2-2. Take two, go.
250 for dilute. Are you...
What's that beeped out word? Your first chance to guess it this morning is coming up for you inside the next 10 minutes. We did a little something on the show yesterday that's made somebody question Gemma's worthiness on the show.
How dare they? How dare you question my worth?
Now, we'll get to that later on. But firstly, what did we do on yesterday's show? Now, Jason, what's the great thing about our phone system, man?
Well, the great thing about our phone system is that we can conference call. Now, that means we can have a couple of people talking on different phone lines without us actually talking to them. Now, that got us thinking.
That makes a change.
Now, what we did was we called a 1550 number and we pretended that me and my girlfriend were having some bedroom issues.
This is real life now, by the way.
Kate, if you're listening, that means we were just unable to make the bed properly, you know? So I told the 1550 lady that she's going to talk to my girlfriend in just 1 second. As I put her on hold, I called another 1550 line and I told the second lady the exact same thing. Then we put them on together without us talking, and we wanted to see how long they chat to each other before realizing that they're not talking to my girlfriend, but in fact, they're talking to another 1550 worker. This was the first lady.
Hey, if you're ready for some hot
giggity
action, press zero now. Hi.
Hey, how are you? Myself and my girlfriend were having some bedroom difficulties, and, you know, she's a little shy. I was just wondering if you could maybe talk to her in a minute and help her.
Sure. Anything I can do for you?
No, you're good, thanks.
Okay.
Okay, we've got the first. Let's get the second.
Hey, this is Holly.
Hey, Holly. Myself and my girlfriend, we're having some bedroom difficulties. I'm just wondering if maybe you could talk to her for a minute and just help her in just 1 second.
Oh, hi. Have you called here before?
No. I think my mate Jason has, actually.
I think I remember him.
Do you really?
Yeah,
he recommended you, actually. Sorry, now that I think about it.
Oh, great.
Can you stay in the line there for my girlfriend?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, we got the two girls lined up. How long before they both realise that it isn't my girlfriend they're talking to, it's actually somebody else in the same profession?
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Giggity.
How are you?
Same.
What you doing?
I'm on my bed thinking of you.
Me too. I need a playmate.
What are you wearing?
Just a little.
Is that all?
Yeah.
What age are you?
I'm 38.
I like an older woman.
What age are you?
27. How about your boyfriend? Is he younger or older?
I don't have a boyfriend. I'm single. I'm hot. And I'm...
Giggity.
But your boyfriend just called me. It was your boyfriend called me?
No.
No, you called me. You called me.
Who is this?
I'm on my bed thinking of you.
For f*** sake. You know, you still have to pay for this.
Sorry, what the hell is going on?
Now, on the back of that yesterday, Kian from Little Island emailed us to suggest that we dump Gemma and hire a 1550 girl. Now, his full email... I know.
Kian, we're no longer friends.
His full email and Gemma's response, which is worth checking out, trust us, is coming up for you inside the next 15 minutes. I'm at a payphone trying to go...
Hey,
boyfriend. Good morning, this is the Red Rooster Breakfast Show. It's Cork's Red FM. That is Justin Bieber looking for a girlfriend in his brand new single. This guy is doing the same, actually.
Hi, my name is James. I'm age 7. The best thing about going to school is listening to Seamus and Gemma on the Red Rooster on Cork's Red FM. Gemma, do you have a boyfriend?
Cork's Red FM Showbiz Bits with Dwyer's Forge Hill, your destination garden centre. Think garden, think Dwyer's.
Showbiz, give me some showbiz, baby, now.
James is actually the same age as Justin Bieber, so there you are.
Really? Yeah. Very good. John Terry isn't the only one to have crashed Seamus Chelsea's Champions League celebrations. Rihanna apparently did too. Like, I'm a bit of a Chelsea fan. I never realised Rihanna was as well. So we've got so much in common. Yeah, basically, she's never one to miss a night out, as we know. She was in London. She was with the kind of tour of Jay-Z and Kanye West, Watch the Throne, their gig. She watched the gig and she headed on over to the Chelsea after party. Apparently, she was on the floor getting down and dirty with Didier Drogba. Then she tweets a picture of herself and Didier, and she actually says, "The Didier Drogba" in capital letters, and hashtag, "There is a God."
Hashtag, "There is a God." Can I say as well that I did love your little dig there at John Terry at the start. He was also the him and Rihanna both crashed the Chelsea party, but I was... It's the Red Rooster Breakfast Show. It's Cork's Red FM. A couple of years back, she played live in the Marquee. And this summer, Red FM is bringing Jessie J. Friday, July the 3rd. So if you want to see her courtesy of us this morning, we have more Jessie J tickets to be won. This is the deal. You can text price tag for a little price tag competition. Price tag your name and where you are now to win Jessie J tickets. Just one text per number, because unfortunately, multiple texts shall be disqualified. But get everybody else out of bed, your aunts, uncles, exes even, texting for you this morning on your behalf to 083-317-3336. Price tag your name, where you are. Good luck. Hi, Gemma.
Hello.
Now, according to Cian from Little Islands, we need to replace Gemma with a 1550 girl. This was after we put the two 1550 girls talking to each other on separate phone lines.
What age are you?
I'm 38.
I like an older woman. How about your boyfriend? Is he younger or older?
I don't have a boyfriend. I'm single. I'm hot.
Giggity. Cian said on the back of this, you might consider dumping that Gemma one and hiring one of those 1550 women. Way sexier. Now, careful now, Cian.
Thank you, Cian.
Because after we got that mail, Gemma's decided to fight back. Now, we set you the challenge yesterday of calling a Disney store in New York just to kind of show your wild side and to prove...
Yes, I have a wild side. I just can't expose it always on Breakfast Radio.
Well, this is Gemma coming into her own and proving that there's only room for one babe at this station.
Oh, thanks for calling me a babe, Seamus.
So we got Gemma to call the Disney store in New York yesterday, and we came up with the script, and then we prompted you to say certain lines in that script.
Yeah, it was awful, but I did it.
The way this is set up is that the Disney store...
I'm mortified. I'm sorry.
The Disney store worker can't hear me, and hopefully your dad can't hear you either right
hopefully.
Now.
Hopefully.
It's only Gemma and you listening can hear me. So it's all yours, sassy Gemma.
Thank you for calling the Disney store at Times Square. To speak with a cast member, press 0.
Hi, this is the Disney store. This is Mark. How may I help you today?
Hi, Mark. My name's Ivana.
Hi, Ivana.
My full name is Ivana Humpelot.
My full name is Ivana Humpelot, and I'm calling from Ireland.
Nice part of the world. What can I do for you today?
I'm looking for Mickey.
I'm looking for Mickey.
Sure, we got loads of Mickey over here.
What types of Mickey do you have?
We've got all sorts. We've got a big Mickey, small Mickey, we got Mickey school bags, and we have a talking Mickey.
I want big Mickey.
I want big Mickey.
Well, you want a soft toy or a plastic figurine?
No. Soft's no good to me.
Soft Mickey's no good for me.
Okay, there is a slight delay in the line here, ma'am.
Because I'm calling from Ireland?
Maybe that's because I'm calling from Ireland.
Maybe so. So you want a plastic Mickey?
How big is it?
How big is it?
They come in different sizes, ma'am.
No. In inches.
I mean inches. How big is it in inches?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm going to have to check that out. Can you hold the line, please?
Anything for Mickey.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Hello, ma'am?
Hi, Mark.
One of the biggest Mickeys we have is a jetpack Mickey. It's about 10 inches.
Ask about the jetpack.
10 inches, but what about the jetpack?
The figure's got a jetpack attached to its back.
So Mickey's rocket fueled.
I guess you could say that, yes.
How much?
$25, but if you're in Ireland, you can order from a UK Disney store online, or it might be even cheaper to try our Grafton Street store.
Is that €25 an hour?
€25, is that for 1 hour?
How do you mean?
Like $25 for an hour of Mickey.
No, ma'am, that's the purchase price. Once you pay, it's yours.
Oh!
Ma'am?
Yes?
Are you okay, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Ma'am, are you sure you're okay?
Cheers, Mark. I'll see you soon, big boy.
Thank you, Mark. I'll speak to you soon, big boy.
You're very welcome.
The most baby-faced rocker in music, frontman together with Keane, and that is Silence by the Night on the Red Rooster. This is Cork's Red FM. This guy, much manlier looking. It's our own Ryan Sheridan. He's going to play for you in just a couple of minutes. Also, this is coming up this hour. It's brand new Rihanna. It's called Where Have You Been, and it's on the way. For now, though. You excited, Gemma?
I'm very excited.
Yeah, because we've never had a superhero in studio before.
No.
Like, forget Batman, forget Superman, even forget the Avengers who are doing the rounds at the moment. Give it up, please, for the kitchen hero, Dominic! Hey!
Hello.
Hello, how are you? I might as well admit this now, because James is just going to out me anyway, but I was watching the new series of Kitchen Hero on Monday night, and I was enjoying it quite a lot.
Good.
I was loving the coconut and butternut squash soup, and then when you got to the pork belly, I was, oh my God, this is unbelievable! And my boyfriend was like, what's donut skiing after doing to you?
So I had jet pork. Yeah, I had jet pork shoulder.
Yeah, there you go. Pretty much donut.
Right, okay, yeah. Okay, good, good. I'm glad I had that effect.
So it's working.
Good. I'm glad I'm doing something right.
As you're a kitchen hero.
Right, of course.
A superhero in our eyes.
But the whole idea now, I have to stop you there, because it's that everyone else can become a kitchen hero.
Yes.
That's your whole ethos, you know, that everyone can become a kitchen hero. But if you want to call me a kitchen hero, I'll go with that.
Okay, well, if you were to pick a superpower then, what would your superpower be?
Super arm strength to be able to beat things.
And whisk things. That's good. Now listen, if truth be told, you know, we're all about niceties inside here, but you're only in here to plug your book.
Of course.
That's what we're going for.
Come on.
We're going to play a little game. It's called Rude or Food. Ooh. So we've got three people here from the Red FM office, right? You have to figure out if they're enjoying food or doing something rude.
Ooh, I like it.
For everyone you get correct, you get 10 seconds of air time to plug your book.
Fantastic. Do you know I have a new cookbook out called Kitchen Hero Great?
Hang on.
Well, we're going to go with Fiona, and we want to know, is she rude or just enjoying
food? Hang on, what does Fiona do in the office? I want a backstory before I get into
She's in sales.
Sales.
Okay, that says it all.
Okay.
Now that's interesting.
You need to think of focus on the resonance in the voice.
It's,
or
the, so. It's the end.
Yeah.
It was the end of that.
It was kind of mooey, if Fiona doesn't mind me saying.
I'm sure she'd love that.
Gemma just called her a cow.
Gemma, okay.
No, I didn't. Sorry.
How long have you been here, Gemma?
Longer than Fiona.
Right, okay. I would say food.
She was actually being rude.
Oh! Do we get to know what she was doing?
Yeah, she was lusting over a picture of Harry Malloy from Fair City back in the day. Harry Malloy.
He was the greasy mechanic.
Oh, yeah.
Dolores Dahl.
Right. Okay.
Dahl.
Yeah. Dahl. Because you're down with the kids, James.
Yeah, I know
he's stuck in the mid 90s from the sound of that one. Yeah.
You were only warming up, so we're still going to give you 10 seconds of airtime.
Yay!
So, who are we going to go with next, Gemma?
We should have Sam.
Oh, my God!
Is he enjoying
food? This is really difficult.
Or is he being rude?
This is really difficult because everyone's reactions are totally different. Give me it again. Oh, my God! See, I feel like, you know, if I was doing this quiz now, I would have put, you know, if I'd known I was going to get the first one wrong, then I'd switch it around. And so there's a bit of reverse psychology going in here.
There is.
So I'm going to say food.
Congratulations!
Yes! Okay.
Do you want to know why he was...
Oh my God! Why was he eating?
There was some tasting and also burning himself on your booze barbecue shrimp.
Booze barbecue shrimp.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so we have one more left, don't we, John?
Right.
We're going to go with Jean.
Hmm.
Give me that again. I'm going to have to hear that.
Hmm.
Kind of
food.
That could be eyes to heaven kind of thing. Mm. That's the kind of noise you'd see on a yogurt advert.
Isn't it?
It's kind of like, give me it again. Which button was that? Yeah.
All those lovely probiotic cultures.
Food.
Well, it wasn't necessarily yogurt, but it was your lemon slices. Congratulations!
So that now means, Donal Skian, without further delay, you have got 30 seconds and 30 seconds only to shamelessly plug your brand new book.
Okay.
When you hear the clock, your time has begun. All right.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes. My brand new cookbook, Kitchen Hero Great Food for Less, is in shops now. It was released on Thursday. It's full of delicious recipes that anyone can try. And best of all, it's great food for less. So anyone with, you don't have to have a huge budget. It's lots of money saving tips, lots of great recipes, a big guide on buying cheap cuts of meat, cheap cuts of fish, all sorts of things. So there's hundreds of recipes in there. Some loads of baking ones. There's lemon slices, chocolate cake, and there's a delicious pork shoulder that Gemma loves, sticky toffee banana pudding.
My time is up! Give it up, please. Donal Skian, everybody.
Hey.
Ten past eight. Good morning, Cork. It's the Red Rooster Breakfast Show on Red FM. So the countdown is on to the Ultimate Girls Day Out. It is going to be on the Saturday and Sunday in the Silver Springs. We would like to make you a VIP, send you there, give you overnight accommodation, includes dinner at Fota Island, and also give you €700 worth of goodies. Your chance to win is coming up between now and 10 to 9. And as well as that, this is our new favourite clip, because this guy is going to be there and he's on the show tomorrow morning.
Hi, this is Frank from Brides Frank. Seamus and Gemma, I'm only dying to do your wedding. Would you two ever get it together? You're listening to the Red Rooster on Red FM.
I'm thinking a rooster-themed wedding. Maybe.
Oh, I'm thinking not.
Maybe I'll get down on one knee later on. Maybe
don't get
I'll
ahead of yourself
question.
Now, Seamus.
Maybe she'll accept. And maybe there will be a rooster-themed wedding with lots of feather boas on the rooster tomorrow morning. Frank is in from 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
The word.
Okay, this is worth 480 quid, the beeped out word. What is it?
250 for dilute. Are you...
Tell us, we'll give you the cash. 1-890-77-3336.
The word. Line one.
Oh no! Shane is there, but he's gone. Oh, damn it. We're looking forward to Shane. He was going to be a mighty crack as well there. I think Emma should still be there.
Oh no.
Was it something we said? We got to do a phone roulette. Red FM, hello.
Seamus, I think you cut me off.
Oh, you're putting this on me, are you?
You know,
oh, it's on me.
He probably did.
Hang on a second. This is Emma who's back, okay?
How did you get back on the line, Emma?
Know,
it's miraculous.
Emma, yeah. And
I just kept ringing and ringing and ringing.
And might I suggest that you're the person who's on like a mobile connection here. Are you on a hands-free? Are you on the road or something as well?
Yep, hands-free on the way to work.
Oh, yeah. And are you moving right now?
No, I pulled in because I'm going to lose reception again. You know, this Ballyhooly reception is kind of crap. Like.
Oh, so I think actually it was maybe you cut yourself off there moving through Ballyhooly.
No, I don't think so.
No, oh, I think it was him. He gets a bit trigger happy with the old button sometimes.
Back off, sister. Look, I accept responsibility for the first one when we lost Shane, but I accept no responsibility for cutting you off, Emma. Now, Emma,
okay, what's
the guess?
Crackers.
250 for dilute. Are you...
It would fit, but it's not it. I'm sorry, Emma.
Okay, thank
bye,
you.
Emma.
The word.
So this is Rattles. What makes us different from a wind-up is that we're against the clock. Myself and Jason have got all of 2 minutes to get people swearing or irate at the other end of the phone line. This one is Bouncy Castle related. 2 minutes to get this guy going. Time starts now.
Guy speaking.
The thing is, I just felt like that those bouncy castles, you know, they're a bit too bouncy, like, you know.
Too bouncy? You having a laugh? It's a bouncy castle, mate. Of course it's bouncy.
Well, look, there's bouncy now, and there's bouncy, you know.
Hang about. What you mean, too bouncy? You ring up Tesco saying the milk's too milky, do you? Leave it.
I don't. Like, look, the thing is, and this is where it gets serious, you know, police are involved now and everything at the moment. It's like... Look, there was 15 kids at the party, and at the end of the night, there was one child missing, you know?
What's that doing, mate?
We're after searching everywhere for this child, like, now, and the only thing we can come up with, one of the kids bounced on your bouncy castle that's too bouncy, and ended up in next door neighbour's trampoline, and they're gone. They're after vanishing.
Oh, look, mate, f*** off. I'm hanging up now. I've had enough of it.
Rattle success for Jay. Let's go.